Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If Tommy was going to get a Christmas present early this year,
yeah,
it's what's about to happen.
I can't wait.
Because you love having something to hold over somebody's
head. Everybody. It's not me. Everybody.
You really love it.
Well, I got a style, man.
Admonishing people, chastising people, calling them hypocrites. That's your thing.
Yeah, and it makes me feel better about myself.
When you're in the driver's seat, you take that car all the way from Rochester to California, buddy.
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
Are you hanging out in the break room on CMF? It was, what, Kimmy, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was about the end of September.
Okay. We are at Shooters in Fairport.
Shooters.
Every Sunday, 1226 Fairport Road. Mm. Fantastic sports bar. Great place to watch a game. Great tater tots.
Mm.
Kimmy, or Tommy was scheduled to work at
Shooters
3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Tommy had a previously booked engagement
that I booked like months ago,
and he couldn't do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Tommy asked Kimmy to work for him that Sunday, go and watch the Bills game.
Yeah.
And Kimmy got really, really upset about
it. Oh, she rolled the eyes.
We have audio of Kimmy's response on our discussion. This happened 3 weeks ago here on The Break Room.
A couple weeks before we do events, right? We get this whole list of events, and our boss asks us, you know, check over it before it gets finalized and make sure you can do these weekends.
Right, but I forgot that I had booked this thing way back in the middle of fall. Or no, spring last year. I forgot.
So I look through and I'm like, okay, perfect. All these weekends work perfect for me. I don't have any conflicts at all.
Okay.
So I say, I write back and say, that works for me as long as it works for everybody else. And then I get the finalized list. So I'm assuming, you know, everybody worked out their schedules.
Okay.
Turns out one person in this room didn't.
I booked something I forgot about.
Okay.
And when it got close, I realized, oh, God, I can't do that Sunday thing because I'm going to be out of town. I won't be able to get back in time. And all I'm asking to do is switch dates.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, yeah, it's time of the month girl drama.
Is it that time of the month?
No.
Okay.
No, I just, you know, maybe I had some plans this weekend.
Sure, you're not a team player. And that goes upstairs, Toots. You know, they hear all this stuff.
I wouldn't mind switching with you if you asked me like a couple weeks ago when we got the schedule in the first place.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're not committed. You're not committed to the program. I don't know if we need you.
You were a total bitch about that, right?
I was.
Okay.
I was.
Tommy, Kimmy needs to ask you something.
Go ahead, honey.
Tommy, what are you doing on Sunday?
Whatever I want.
I'm going to need you to switch dates with me.
Why? What do you got to do?
I have a very important work event I have to go to.
Wait, this is the work event. You're at a work
event.
What'd you put, two
event.
Work events?
A different work event.
What is a work event?
It's at the Buffalo Bills game in Orchard Park in the parking lot.
The hell is she talking about?
She got tickets to the game on Sunday.
That's not work.
It is work.
Technically,
how does it work?
She will be doing a work thing.
I will be doing a work thing that we need for the show to make it great.
Give it to me. I'll go and I'll talk about it.
You want them? We can
switch. Yeah, I do. I want your tickets.
Wait, we legitimately need someone to do this work thing.
What? Go to a game and look at stuff and then talk about that?
No. There's something else.
You have to actually talk to people.
So here's the bit we have planned.
Right.
So, you know, we give away tickets to every Bills home game, and we need a way to give those away. So we got a breathalyzer, and Kimmy is going to ask people questions, record them, and then we're going to play Guess the BAC.
That should be fun.
Okay, so Kimmy's going to do that on Sunday, but she has to work.
Okay.
And the only person that's available, she's asked everybody else to switch with her, because I know she did not want to have this conversation with you.
Why would she?
After what happened, the only person left to work Shooters on Sunday is you.
So I'm your only option.
Unfortunately, yes.
So you do have carte blanche to ask her for anything that you want to make the switch.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that, I mean, I don't know what you would want from Kimmy, but...
I don't know yet either. You know what? I might just hold that back. I'll just put that in the bullpen when I need it. Right? Why waste it now?
Are you willing to let Tommy work for you for a question mark Tommy favor down the line? Keep in mind, this is Tommy Mulet we're talking about, the sickest, most disgusting, lazy man on the planet.
I mean, I don't really have a choice.
No, you don't.
This is the worst.
Awesome.
I wish you could see the wicked smile on Tommy.
And absolutely, Kimmy, I would love to help out the station, and of course, Shooters, who's a fine, proud sponsor, the official sponsor of the Break Room. Absolutely, I would love to help you out.
Okay.
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 Don't
thank you.
Worry, don't you worry about it. We'll figure. You know what? We'll figure something out down the road, and I'm sure it'll be fine. Don't you worry your pretty little head.
Like, this is terrible.
When you were tearing him apart 3 weeks ago, you didn't think you would need something from him?
I did not think in this job I would ever need Tommy Mulay for anything.
Oh, keep rubbing it in, Toots.
Here's the thing. And listen, everyone's been through this before, right? It's usually a rookie mistake when you start a new job.
Yeah, yeah.
You see that job, you got the job who, like you said, you don't think you're going to need anything from. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really do anything, right? Everybody doesn't like him. He keeps to himself. He wears weird-ass shirts.
Everybody likes me.
I wasn't talking about you. I was saying hypothetically.
Oh. Yeah.
And you blow him off.
Right.
You do something mean to him. You get a laugh at his expense.
But you know payback is coming around, man.
I mean, that's just it. You burnt a bridge.
I know.
And a bridge that this guy rebuilt very quickly on pride and extortion, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Like, rarely am I a dick on the show. In that one instance, I was a jerk, and now I regret
it. You're a huge dick on this show.
Here's the thing. What? I think Tommy was legitimately hurt when you wouldn't work for him 3 weeks ago.
Because it was just a swap out. You know what I mean? I was, you know, just, right. And Kano was cool about it. But, you know, Kano knows the game.
Okay.
You know, there's a reason why Dave Kane's been in this business for over 30 years, and everybody runs to Dave, because he's like the king of radio around town, right? There's nobody been on radio longer than Dave in this town.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's a reason why, you know, he's got longevity in this business.
Are you really going to give her the old man speech right
now? Like, it's like, you know, he went to college and his student loans are all paid off.
Actually, I don't know if that's true. He might have two or three payments left.
I think he worked at a little thing with, he had a side business in college that I think kind of supported his college education.
Can you give the kid a break?
It was a rookie mistake.
I see that look on your face. I know you, man. I know you should never owe Tommy Mulay a favor. If you have a Tommy Mulay at your job, you go out of your way to make sure you never owe that guy anything. Because if there is one guy who will hold you down and make you... Okay, that's the wrong way to put it after yesterday's discussions.
Yes.
If there is one guy who's going to make you pay for that favor, it's the Tommy Mulay
you
work
with. But
here's
the thing. Like, me being the older person in the room that's been around for a while, this is a teachable moment. And I have to teach her a lesson here. I mean, I owe it to her to help her educating in her broadcast business, right? It's a business. It's something for something.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give away anything. We don't, and we don't get anything for nothing. There's always a catch. There's always something. That's how business works.
Yes.
So I need to teach her a lesson here. I would be failing her in her broadcasting education if I didn't hold her feet to the fire. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
If you're just joining us, Kimmy, you remember like 3 weeks ago, Tommy asked Kimmy to switch Shooters days. You know, all our games, we watch them at Shooters. It's a great environment. We got Bill's autographed stuff to give away. It is Kimmy's week to now work. And the only person that can fill in for her,
the option she got left.
She's going to go to the game is Tommy Mulay.
The last card on the table.
After she was a giant bitch for like 15 minutes, she now has to come on her hands and knees and ask Tommy.
Right. It's the first time we know she's ever done that. So I am going to gladly do it. And then we'll figure out something down the line, sweetie pie. All right?
I can't believe you're going to take this.
Well, that's
I don't have a choice. Trust me.
Go to Shooters.
Trust me. I'm doing this for the good of the show. This is why I'm doing this.
How do we know?
This is not my time.
Listen to you two. Listen to you two.
You too. She's the one doing all the jawing over here.
I need to teach a lesson as the elder statesman.
Hey, well, that's true. Well, that's true.
On the other hand, Tommy, like, you can go do the other thing that I was going to do instead if you want. We can switch that.
I'm not a producer. You're the producer, honey.
Well, I can't be two places at once.
You can't even be at one place at once.
That hurt me. Dear Lord. All right.
Honey, if I could do all that stuff, you wouldn't have a job. You're lucky I'm lame and I can't do things. That's why you're employed. If I could sit over there and do that and do this job, you'd be out of work.
Oh.
If anything,
I'm here because Tommy Mulay needs a secretary.
Basically, yeah. I need a skirt to do the skirt work. So it's like I'm helping I'm helping the economy. You're lucky to have me in this seat.
So when Tommy Mulay goes away, all the Kimmys of the world go away. Is that what you're saying?
Let's hope. With any hope.
Hey, you brought this on yourself. I can't even defend you, Kimmy. You did this. Your lack of foresight put you in this spot. Yeah. And you deserve everything you're getting.
Right. So let me teach you a couple of lessons, right? And you'll be fine.
I'm legitimately scared of what you're going to ask her to do.
Just the things I need done. The here and there things.
Oh, wait. Hold on. There's multiple things?
Well, yeah.
No. It's an eye for an eye.
No.
Yes.
You don't get to choose, honey.
Well, no, because it all equals out. You're going to do me a favor, and then I do you one favor.
I don't know about that. We'll see. I got dry cleaning. I got some stuff that needs done around the yard.
Well, they're going to think she's taking her doll clothes in. Really, you got a couple of Build-A-Bears? You got to take care of the jackets?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.